Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tahrim al-Hujrani bin al-Muslimin fuqa thalathati iyamin illa li bid'atin fil mahjuri aw tadhahirin bi fisqin aw nahwi dhalik. The chapter on the prohibition of Muslims severing ties for more than 3 days unless due to some innovation or an explicit act of sin. In other words, there's another person that has now started doing something that is an innovation, something that's not there in deen, or this person is doing an explicit act of sin and the person wants to save himself from that guna, and if he's going to go mix with that person and he's going to talk to that person, there's a great chance that he's going to fall into guna. Now here there is Sharia allows the person to stay away from him, to break away from that person, because now this is for a permissible reason. The person's iman may be at stake. For example, he's got a friend, a Muslim friend, and now suddenly this person decided to mix with bad company, and he gets involved in drugs and he gets involved in other things. And he fears, if I'm going to go make salam to this person, I'm going to talk to this person, very likely he may influence me to join him in his styles, in his ways. So I'm going to be affected if I'm going to join him, even for a short while. He's that type of a character who can influence me very easily, and I'm a weak person also. Now Sharia allows you to cut off relationship, cut off ties, cut off communication with that type of person. Why are you doing it for a bigger motive, for the better motive, that I want to save myself? Or this person continuously tells me, what are you wasting your time reading Salah? Why must you read Namaz? We're early in the morning, so difficult it is. Sleep, enjoy yourself, sleep late, wake up late, what are you worried about Fajr Namaz? Every time he goes and he sees him, this person maybe have a jab, or maybe he mocks at him, or tells him something. So now he's getting affected. So he feels, hey, this type of company is better, that I don't keep this type of company, because this is now affecting my deen and affecting my iman. And I'm a weak person. If I'm going to keep listening to things like this, I may start believing him, or I may feel as though he's got a better lifestyle, and maybe I should follow him in his ways. So he decides, I want to keep good company. Now Sharia allows things like this. Why? It's done for a bigger purpose. It's done for a bigger way. A person is feeling that he can be influenced, or his iman can be affected, his aqidah, etc. So therefore he's allowed to remain aloof from such type of people. قال الله تعالى إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم. This ayat of the Quran, Allah Pak is speaking about the general rule, the general law. Allah Pak says, the believers are brothers, so reconcile between your brothers. All the Muslims, all the believers are all brothers. So reconcile. This is what brothers do. You see a child from the time they children when they're small, they'll fight and then they play, and then they'll fight and then they'll play. Therefore, Hazrat Mullah Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi would say that as far as children are concerned, he would say, uska seena, uske seena, koi keena nahi. That in this children's chest, there's no keena, there's no enmity, there's no hatred, nothing. They'll fight and they'll play again like nothing happened. And they'll hug each other and they'll play again, they'll fight for something. So this is how Muslims should be. They don't keep anything inside. Possible that there be some disagreement and some things that hurt a person, but they have to try and patch up and try and make up. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Allah Pak says, do not assist each other in sin and transgression. When one person now says he doesn't want to talk for some petty reason or for some dunya reason, not a dini reason, for some dunya reason he doesn't want to talk to the next person, he's actually assisting the other person in transgression. Why, this person will also say, no, I don't need to speak to him. So they both indirectly assisting each other in transgression and going against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and going against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقاطعوا ولا تدابروا ولا تباغضوا ولا تحاسدوا وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا ولا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث. Muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not sever ties with one another. Do not turn your backs on one another. When a person doesn't want to speak to somebody, then he doesn't even face the person generally. Why? Because he faces him now, he feels uncomfortable. So what he does, he turns away in a different direction. That person turns away in a different direction. So this is what this hadith is speaking about. Do not turn your backs on one another. Do not bear malice towards one another. Do not harbor jealousy for one another. O servants of Allah, how beautifully the hadith is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, O servants of Allah, remain as brothers. It is not lawful for a Muslim to sever ties with his brother for more than 3 days. This, why 3 days is mentioned, is because what happens is, Sharia understands that the person when he has a problem, he could have said, reconcile immediately with your brother. The moment you have a problem, reconcile. Why does it say within 3 days? The reason being, Sharia appreciates and understands that sometimes a person's heart is hurt. At that point, it's very difficult for him to reconcile immediately. So it gives you some time, but don't go beyond 3 days, because now what will happen is that hurt and that animosity now will just grow and grow and grow. And now from something small, from a mole, it will become a mountain. So immediately try and sort it out and reconcile, because now shaitan will take over after 3 days and he'll make it more and more difficult to reconcile. So what you do is within 3 days, try and sort it out. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, in another hadith, an Abi Ayyub radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la yahillu li muslimin an yahjura akhahu fuqa thalathin layalin yaltaqiyani fayu'ridu hadha wa yu'ridu hadha wa khayruhuma alladhi yabda'u bis salam. Muttafaqun alayhi. Hadith Abu Ayyub radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is not lawful for a Muslim to sever ties with his brother for more than 3 nights, so that when they meet one another, one turns away and the other also turns away, the better of the two is the one who initiates salam. When two people are not talking, then who is the better person? Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the better person of the two people is that person that starts with salam. He made a point of trying and reconciling and initiating. He started the salam. That person was not talking, or that person was uneasy, but he went up to that person and he made salam to that person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying he is the better of the two. When it comes to things of this world, we all want the best. We want the better thing. If you got an option of buying a car and there's two options, person one would always like the better car. He's got an option of buying the house, there's two houses, he'll want the better house. Like that, if there's two kurtas, person is buying kurtas and he says there's two kurtas, he'll want the better kurta. So like that, wherever, everything we want the better thing. Actually, we want the best in anything. So when it comes to our deen, why do we not want to be the better person? But let me be the better person. When it comes to the things of the dunya, I want the better things. When it comes for deen, why do I not want the better thing? So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, وَخَيْرُهُمَا, the better of the two people that are not speaking. Who's the better? Yep, the one that starts with salam, the one that initiates the salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of trying and going out of our way to keep his heart clean. All these hadiths, etc., are teaching us, from amongst the many things that we are learning, one of the things he's teaching us is how to purify the inside. Outside, when there is a smell, when there is dirt, a little bit of grease comes on the hands, on the clothing, how uncomfortable we feel. Look, the people are seeing the grease on my clothes. How can I go like that? And it's a natural thing, it's a good thing. But a person wants to keep himself clean. It's something that is good. Let us see how clean are we keeping our hearts. Because if that heart has to be exposed, then how ugly we will look. And one day that heart will be exposed, and that is the day of Qiyamah. So before that heart can be exposed, let us try and clean it on a daily basis. And one thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, that personal servant and khadim, that personal companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who served him for so many years, for about 10 years, from the age of 9 till 19, some narrations come from the age of 10 till 20. So, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him this special advice, that, Ya Bunayya, if you and O my young boy, O my young child, that if you have that ability, that if you have that ability to spend the morning and spend the evening in such a way that you have no malice in your heart for anybody, then do that. Because this is my way. This is my way, my tariqah. And that person that follows my sunnah, that person loves me. And that person that loves me will be with me in Jannah. Allah will give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillah.